All right, first time.
Mic check 1212. This is Happening Podcast. I'm your host, Diego Santos. This is our first episode in a long ass time. I think,
Since last year.
Yeah, since I went to Japan. Yeah. All right. So before we get started, Hector, have some of Mama's cooking.
Oh, boom, and I'm shot dead.
All right. I made some hamburger dip for my guest here tonight, and Hector, I swear to God, if you double dip in any way, shape, or form, I will stab you. You son of a bitch.
First off, this dip and these chips are fucking amazing. I came a little, and
yeah, it's usually a little bit better. Like, I usually mix it better, but I'm just not in a little bit. So, all right. Quickly, I know you briefly touched upon it on the a little bit of metal. What's that name of that band of fucking song last week?
Crush Angry.
Yeah, I can't pronounce that shit.
Yeah.
I don't speak Elvish or yeah. Italian or whatever. I'll give my quick thoughts on it. It was a fun show. I mean, you know, I spent 99% of it in the mosh pit.
I was really impressed. I honestly was not expecting that. I never even thought you ever actually moshed. You never brought it up, I really had no preconceived notion, but I kind of like thought you didn't do it. It was fun though. It was really cool to see you.
Did you talk about when you got like molested by that black chick?
Yeah. It's not that I got molested. All right. What happens? Like, there was this rather large black woman behind me. And, like, I tried to stay out of the pit because, like, I don't go into pits for songs that I don't know or like. And she kept pushing me in. Like, she pushed me in 3 times. I'm like, yo, what are you trying to do? Kill me, woman? She started laughing, and that was pretty much it.
And then they made out.
Yeah.
And then, I bumped into an old friend of mine that I've known since, like, 2007. And I think we made this comment at a previous Metal Kingdom. He's like, hey, what are you doing here? Like, I just showed up accidentally.
Yeah. They always talk to you like you don't belong where you are.
Like, literally, if I go to a Spanish club, ¿qué está haciendo aquí? You know, if I go to a rave, hey, bud, what are you doing here, man? If I go to a golf club, death is immortal. Why are you here?
Death is immortal! Only to Diego.
When I go to a gay club, it's like literally like the opposite. At first, I'm like, oh, hey, welcome. And the second I hear a song, I'm like, who is this? Like, you don't know Madonna? What are you doing here? And then bangs, literally the opposite. So, the show was fun. We met the band afterwards. Like, you know, I just shook their hand. I was like, thank you for coming. And when I said that, Hector's literally coming all over the place. I met Crush Nanamana. And I was like, dude,
is it really hard to say Crush Angren?
Maybe.
Yes, Swedes can pronounce a damn thing.
So, you know, while Hector's like jizzing all over the place, I was just like, thank you for coming.
I don't know
why I said thank you. They should be thanking me, man. I paid money to see a band I never heard of. But, alright. But, alright, Hector, what did you want to talk about today? Because I'm kind of like, you know, I'm kind of on medication. This is actually one of the few rare episodes of This Is Happening podcast where I'm actually sober. And if people know anything about me, I'm like the human bender. You know, I need alcohol to function. It's many incoherent thoughts, and like alcohol kind of like helps filter that.
Not to mention the fact that you have a bionic ass. And you constantly tell people to kiss it to the shiny metal.
Yeah, that's right. God damn it. So anyway, Hector, what do you want to talk about?
Okay, I want to talk about a dynamic. You know, in the human experience, there are a lot of different occasions and dynamics that can be shared and interchanged amongst them. But there is one thing that happens that is exclusive to itself, and much like Bigfoot. Some people say it doesn't exist. Some people say it does exist. The people who believe that it exists are very passionate about it. And the ones that believe it doesn't exist, well, they can care less.
Nigga, spit it out.
Hey, I'm building, all right? All right? Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about the...
Like, I feel like we're about to uncover Area 51 type shit here. Is it just me? All right.
You know, ironically, all that time you stopped me, we could have talked about it a long time ago. All
right, good.
But the point is, we're talking about the dreaded friend zone. The friend zone. I believe it exists. It does happen. I have done the research, and I can back up that it does exist.
What research have you done? Besides being friend zoned by every chick you know.
Oh, that's very funny. That's funny.
I've been waiting all week for that one.
Oh my god. Well, at least I wasn't friend zoned by every man I know.
You're goddamn right. Come back on my lap.
Yeah. Anyway, so come back on my lap. No, I'm gyrating.
I'm pretty sure this is not going in the way you wanted it to go.
No, I'm ready for all the barbs. I don't give a shit. Right. I brought this up. I'm gonna stand by it because someone needs to. So it exists. It does have its own dynamics. It does has its own things going about. First off, do you believe that it exists?
Me? No.
You don't. And tell us why you don't believe it exists.
It's very simple. I'm trying to throw out the trash.
It's very simple. Shit or get off the pot. If you like a chick, don't do this French, oh, let's be friends and work our way through. No. If I like you, I'm going to ask you out. If you say no, you know what? That's cool.
Yeah.
It should be that simple.
But yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, funny you should mention that because that is what happens in the initial, like, guys,
but
people don't establish it.
The thing is that guys got to literally move on. You know, I have tons of female friends. I have no problems with any of my female friends. Matter of fact, recently I actually brought out, I'm like, hey, you want to go on a date? And she was actually surprised. Like, holy shit, no one's ever asked me out. I'm like, really?
That's because it was me in the dress.
Yeah, so anyway. So, but she feels like, but she's like, no, I can't go. I'm like, all right, that's cool. But she's like, you're not mad? I'm like, no, that's just, you know, we're going to be friends. I'm 100% cool with that. And like, it kind of melted her mind.
You know, I'm the same way, man.
So
like,
you just gotta literally shit or get off the pot.
Exactly.
And it's just like, guys are all like, oh, she put me in a friend zone. Like, no, she put you in the, sorry, she's not interested in you zone. Don't take it personally, you know? And don't be like, oh, the friend zone is, oh, she likes this other guy, blah, blah, blah. Maybe she likes him because he manned up and actually said, like, hey, let's go out. He didn't do all this, oh, let me try to sneak in there. Let me try to sneak in your vagina. No, don't sneak in the vagina. Be straight forward and go towards it, man.
I hear you, man. I'm the same way. I don't once
like I'm gonna leave name. I'm gonna leave names out of this. But recently I was talking to a female friend of mine. You know, we all know I have too many, and that kind of sometimes
too many. What do you mean by too many, Diego? You can never have too many.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm at a bar and I'm trying to, you know, do my thing and I'm hanging out with my chick friends, they're all like, oh my god, who's this guy with these girls? He's probably, like, you know, dating one of them, and thus eliminating my chances of dating a woman. Anyway, but she was telling me, she's like, ah, you know, like, she was like, oh, a friend of yours, she was talking to me, he was hitting on me, but then he stopped, and then, but then he started hitting on me again, then he just stopped cold turkey, and then she's like, you know what, she's like, yeah, you know what, I think I would, she's like, if you would have asked me out directly, I would have said yes, and I'm like, should I tell him, should I make him commit suicide, and she's like, no, don't. I'm like, I shall hold this on him forever. And the second he ever says anything bad about me, like, motherfucker. By the way, you had a chance with wonk wonk. And
oh, yeah!
And then watch. And then, like, I'm going to have it on Snapchat. And they're like, oh, nigga, die. So that's it. That's like literally shit and get off the pot.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you completely. I was the opposite way when I was younger, but, like, you know, I learned, I got older, and I learned that, you know, it either works or it doesn't work. You really, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can really do about it. There are some things that upset me when it comes to the whole thing, but these are things that, when people do, like, premeditative, you know, like, one of the things that I've always hated, and I've seen it done, you can't even say it doesn't exist, because I've seen it done, is, you know, some girls actually lead some guys on, with the possibility, and they have absolutely no intention to, you know, they know the guy likes her, but they just like, this and that, and I really don't have to articulate the whole thing, but yeah, they tell the guy that there's a possibility, that yes, they're interested, that they're cute and everything, and the guy follows, I've seen it many times, and then in the end, it's like, they never had an intention to,
I don't say never, but there are some broads that they are like, because if you're like, if you declare your intentions and they're like, nah, they do make you a plan B. You gotta let them make it clear, bitch, I ain't no plan B.
Exactly. Don't let yourself be a plan B. Have some self-respect. If you know that you're gonna be a plan B, fucking bail.
And
just be done.
And like I said, and it's like, but the second you stand up for yourself, that's like a turn on for them.
Yeah.
So that should be a clue, like, stand up for yourself from the very beginning. Literally, from the very beginning. I'll be all like, oh, maybe we should go. Oh, no. Like, hey, how about you and I, we go to a museum and then grab a bite. You know, just KISS. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
Friend of my ass.
KISS.
It's called friendship.
Well, you can't tell by it, but this guy's really getting upset. He's like balling his fists and pulling out a switchblade. But Yeah. Look, the whole basically.
I'm an angry sober.
Oh, he is. He is. Like, seriously. Look, in short, it's all about say what you mean what you say. Don't try to be sneaky. Don't try to be manipulative. Don't think that you can, you know, convince someone to like you. If they don't like you, they don't like you. Just accept it. Move on with your life. Everybody will be better. And if sometimes you're going to be deemed as kind of an asshole because, like, oh, you should have, you know, you don't want to be a friend or anything? It's like, well, whatever, you know. Live your life. That's all I got to say about that. Like, if you just don't want to be in that situation, no one is forcing you to be. And you can really separate yourself at your own will.
All right. That was our thoughts on the beloved / dreaded friend zone.
Yes.
Quickly, I got to say. All right, we're going to wrap this baby up, and maybe I'll put an interview behind this. If not, this will be a mini episode.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. Do we have a catchphrase? I fucking forgot our catchphrase.
What
just happened? Bitches leave. All right. I just said it. Fuck it. All right.
How about I'll loan you mine. Please stay tuned.
Get another beer.
Please watch all. Watch. Please listen to all the episodes of This Is Happening, because if you want us to listen to you, you have to listen to us.
I
want my money back. I died.
Our more popular episodes are Show Us Your Dick, Lydia Vengeance and the Magical Flying Swat Circus. That's all I can think of right now. So just fucking go to our website, go to our Facebook, share our shit, people. Come on, be cool.
Feel free to comment too.
Yeah, alright. So this just happened, bitches leave.
Bye bye. Bye bye.